was love. And Father's Day is faithfulness. I just found it kind of interesting. Faithfulness is one of those things that maybe isn't talked about a whole lot, but I think it's one of the most important things in life, is faithfulness. I'm grateful that we serve one who is faithful. Always has been faithful. If you look at God's Word and you see what God has said He would do, He does. Sometimes what we say we will do, we don't. We're not always faithful. The reason why I had chosen the story that Bill was sharing with us this morning about the triumphal entry is because in that triumphal entry, I wanted to bring something out, and I will in just a few moments, but I want to start out with this. Is faithfulness sometimes to some people a dirty word? Let me explain. I'm a lifelong sports fan. And some people will look at me and say, why do you still support the Lions? You know, we haven't had a... Well, we did have championships before I was born, from what I understand. I wasn't born yet. Back before they had the Super Bowl, we had two championships, as I understand it. But I've been a Lions fan my whole life, and we've never won a Super Bowl. In fact, we rarely even get into the playoffs. And some would say, why do you keep supporting them? And there are those who jump on the bandwagon for a while when something happens. In fact, I recall one of those several years ago when I was living in, before we came here, we lived in Norway, Michigan, which is right across the border from Wisconsin. You know who the fans are over there? Green Bay Packer fans. Well, on those two Sundays a year that we would pay the Packers, I wore my Lions tie and I stuck it out there. Usually I had to... suck it up and say, okay, so we lost another one. But there was a period of time during our stay there in Norway, Michigan, where there were some people who never were Lions fans all of a sudden become Lions fans. You know why? Steve Mariucci was our coach for a while. Do you know where Steve hailed from? A town right next to Norway, Michigan called Iron Mountain, Michigan. And so there were people cheering for 2 or 3 years for the Lions, and then as soon as Mariucci left, so did the Lions fans. They were gone. They weren't very faithful. Sometimes people look at faithfulness as a dirty word. Commitment in an unpleasant relationship, it sounds like it'd be tough. Loyalty when it's not reciprocated, it's tough. Which end of that stick have you been on, and how does it feel? Well, let's put ourselves in Jesus' shoes. Here was one who was faithful. Even when he knew he had to do the worst thing he'd ever have to do in his life, which was to go to the cross. And you recall in that Garden of Gethsemane prayer how he... And maybe I'll use my own words in this sense, but how he was talking to his Heavenly Father and thinking, I know what the plan is here, but if there's another way we can accomplish this, could you give me another suggestion? But yet, when it's all said and done, God, I want to do what your will is. That's my own paraphrase of the text. He was faithful. Even at the end, he was faithful to do what God had called him to do. And when we put ourselves in Jesus' shoes, we see there is a one-sided faithfulness in a sense. And it starts to show a little bit in this whole story about the triumphal entry. 3 years of ministry culminated in a parade. Kind of a cool parade, because with all the palm branches and the people's... whatever you call them, the colts that were put down in the ground, and people were singing praises to this one that was coming into town. Half of them probably had no clue really what they were doing. But you know how it is in a crowd? My mom used to be this way at football games when her two sons were playing football in Rudyard. And she would scream and holler when something happened, and half the time it was the opposing team. I love my mom, but she didn't really know how to cheer on in football because she had no idea what was going on except people were beating on each other out in the middle of the field.
But here we are. The parade takes place, and it seems good at this point. The crowds are following. The disciples are clueless, but they're really encouraged about what's going on here. Some of them are thinking, now it's going to happen. He's going to take over. Now, those of us who've been oppressed in this under this Roman regime here, he's going to come and he's going to take the throne and everything's going to be like awesome. Some of them were thinking that way. Others just didn't really know what was going on. He had told them ahead of time they shouldn't have been totally clueless. Bill had just mentioned it three times. He had already said something to them, perhaps other times, just recorded times. He'd said, you know, I'm going to have to die. But I'm going to raise again. You know, it's like we are that way sometimes. Those selected here and we don't quite get it and they're still kind of clueless. There's the Pharisees that were there too and they were plotting because whatever was going on here, they didn't like it because he was upsetting the religious apple cart and what was going on. At that moment, if you were a journalist, a news writer, and you saw what was going on, you'd probably say most of the people that were gathered there during that parade, so to speak, most of them put their faith in this new king, at least for the moment, didn't they? Most of them were really kind of taken by this whole thing. But I ask you to think now, who remains faithful through the whole ordeal? From the time he comes in to Jerusalem till the time he's at the cross and in the tomb. Who really remains faithful? I would tend to say the only one really through all of this was Jesus himself. He was faithful to what came before him. You know, I might throw in there the possibility that there are a couple of the women that seemed fairly faithful through this, but the guys, they kind of didn't look so hot. It's Father's Day. Why did they do that? Faithfulness seemed kind of fleeting for everyone but Jesus. When I think about that, and I think about this story, and I think about what's going on here in Proverbs, where the proverb is telling us this is a really important thing, this faithfulness. Verse 3, chapter 3 says, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Let bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. See, faithfulness is important. And I am so glad that we serve one, worship one, who is faithful. God. You see, when the faithful are many, and that might have been the occasion at the beginning part of this triumphal entry, seemed like it, when things are going great and the party is going on, there's a lot of faithful ones, huh? The faithful are many when things are going great. The faithful are many when the party is going on. The faithful are many when my sacrifice is minimal. The faithful are many when I can see a benefit for me. The faithful are many when it answers the perceived need at the time. Is that not true? It's easy to be faithful when we can see how faithfulness gives me some kind of an immediate positive impact. What about when the sacrifice is great, the faithful are few? When I see that my freedom was not free, that my sins were costly, oftentimes it seems the faithful are few. The faithful are few when the true value of the relationship is understood. Faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit. really is hard to come by, if not impossible to come by, unless we understand what we've shared all along. God is the one who produces that fruit in us. He calls us to be faithful because He is faithful. And so, we fall on our knees before God and say, God, help me to be faithful. Why? Because You love me with Your agape love. And because of that, I want to be faithful. We're living in a world today where things are getting shaken up. A lot of things that are going on in our world today we don't understand when we look at them through the prism of Christianity. We see in the world today that there really is a war between good and evil. And I wonder if God is prepping us in the world we live in today to be faithful. To be faithful no matter what. No matter what comes our way. No matter what is going on, that God is calling us to be faithful. I can tell you, 99% of the time, as I live my life in this world today, and I see what goes on in the big scene, I'm still at peace because I serve a God of faith. And I know people will say, "Did you hear this? Or do you know that this is going on? Or whatever is going on all over the place," and they're freaking out. And I'm saying, God is faithful. Do you think God, when He looks at what's going on in the world today, says, "Oh my word, I messed up and I'm not sure how in the world I'm going to get it back"? I say, if you think that, you're full of baloney. God knows what's going on in the world today. His heart aches for what's going on today. But I think part of what goes on when we look in Scripture, and we look at Romans 2, and it talks about persevering. And when we persevere, there's character development and there's hope in the end of all of that. He's asking us, no matter what's going on in the world today, to persevere. Be faithful, because He is faithful. You know, it's hard to be faithful to someone who's not faithful, isn't it? It's hard. He's faithful. This thing can be a very one-sided thing because He is faithful, always has been. He's proven Himself over and over and over again to be faithful. And even though you might be in the midst of your own personal struggle, and it may have lasted for a long time, whatever the case may be, you can still trust in the One who is faithful. When the Holy Spirit came upon the faithful follower, the followers of Christ, before they were really that faithful, although they were getting there again, you know, when He came upon them in Jerusalem. And previous to this, of course, just a few weeks previous to this, there was the whole mess that happened with the death, the crucifixion of Christ, His resurrection, and Peter, who had kind of at first, you know, he was the strong one to begin with, right? He was like, hey, you know, stick with Peter because this dude is, you know, and then he blows it before he's crucified. Then afterwards, Jesus kind of reintroduces Himself to Peter and He says, you know, "Do you love me?" those three times. And of course, Peter, in that awkward situation, Jesus knew that Peter loved him, but He was trying to teach him a lesson. You see, Jesus was always faithful, and Peter hadn't been. But something happened when the Holy Spirit came upon them at Pentecost, and when these same disciples after Pentecost went out and preached the gospel out into the world. These were men, and the ladies as well, who were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they weren't going to let anything stand in the way of them sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. In fact, as history seems to indicate to us, all but perhaps one died some kind of a martyr's death. That was probably pretty good timing.
when the Holy Spirit came upon them. You see, the author of the fruit, the one who produces the fruit, is God's presence within us, the Holy Spirit that came to them in a very powerful way at Pentecost, and they were now producing the fruit of the Spirit, which was faithfulness. Why is it so important then, as I conclude a little bit later than I was supposed to? Why is it important that we exhibit faithfulness? Because our daddy's faithful. I like calling my Heavenly Father Daddy a lot of times, and I sometimes even pray it that way, because to me that's the more personal way to talk to our Father. You know, sometimes when I was a kid, if you were talking about your dad and you said Father, it was almost like it didn't mean the same thing, saying Daddy, right? Even Abba, Father, in the book of Romans. Abba, Father. Abba is more of a personal name for a father. It's more Daddy, Daddy. And so sometimes I just want to say Daddy. Because Daddy is faithful, I want to be faithful. Because I love my Daddy because He first loved me. And so I want to be faithful because He's faithful. That should be the answer right there. It doesn't need anything else. Because my Daddy, my Heavenly Daddy is faithful, I want to be faithful. And not only that, I want to be faithful to Him because He's my Heavenly Daddy. And there's other people that need to know that He's their Heavenly Daddy. And if I'm faithful to my Heavenly Daddy, it points other people to my Heavenly Daddy. Right? And because it's a part of that new nature, in Ephesians 4, verses 22 to 24, talks too about this fruit in this sense, that we were created to be like God. In our new nature, we were created to be like God. And if in our new nature, we're created to be like God, then we are created to be faithful because He is faithful. You know something else that happens when we're faithful? It keeps us out of trouble. It keeps us out of trouble. When we're not faithful, we get in trouble. But when we're faithful, it keeps us out of trouble and in step with God. Not that we don't have struggles. Not that we don't have difficulties. Not that we don't have pain and all these other things. But it keeps us out of trouble and in step with God. And it reaps blessings unspeakable in our lives. I think those blessings unspeakable, you see how this fruit is intertwined, all these other things that become a part of that, is if we exhibit faithfulness, the fruit of faithfulness, that all these other slices of the fruit can be a part of our life as well. It causes the other slices, if I could say it that way, to stand out as well when we are faithful. So, dads, it's Father's Day. I encourage you and I to exhibit faithfulness, not just to a spouse, to our wives, but faithfulness to the God of the universe, who is utterly faithful to us. Because in being faithful to Him, what happens is we start to look more like Him. You ever have someone come up to you and say, "You look just like your daddy"? What a compliment that would be, wouldn't it, for someone to say, "You look just like your daddy, your Heavenly Father"? Wouldn't that be good for someone to say that? Let's pray. God, You are faithful. Oh, we can rest in that. It is good to just rest in that fact that You are faithful. Nothing destroys that. No person can destroy that. The devil can't destroy that. No one and nothing can destroy that. You are faithful. Just like You say in Your Word that nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing. God, we're grateful for that this morning. And God, because of that, help us in our lives to be faithful to You, because we want to be like our Heavenly Daddy. Forgive us when we don't exhibit faithfulness, when we fall into sin, when we're thinking only about ourselves. Forgive us. Maybe repent, confess our sin to you, and realize your cleansing Holy Spirit power in our lives, so that from this point forward, we can be faithful. Thank you for who you are. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's turn in closing to hymn number 213, Because He Lives. As you are able, would you stand with me as we sing? Father's Day, don't just thank God for our earthly fathers, but just thank Him again for being our Father, our Daddy. Do that today and every day. Alright? Let's pray. God, thank You for today. Thank You for Your faithfulness to us, and help us, Lord, to live desiring to imitate You, to be faithful because You are faithful. Lord, people out in the world need to find stability. And they'll find that in the faithful one. And they'll see that in faithful ones. And perhaps they'll understand that as the redeemed, they too can be redeemed because God is faithful. We give you thanks and praise for this day in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you.